Your parents are musical, I believe, right?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
And what background do they come from?
Well, you know what? I'm from the east coast of New Brunswick and an Acadian, which is basically Cajuns from the north. And so the whole Acadian thing, there's many musicians on that, the east coast of Canada. They're everywhere, you know. And I'm from a really small town of like 49 people.
What?
Yeah, 49 people.
That's not a town.
I don't know. it's a straight road. Yeah. So I'm from there, and there was nothing else to do than to play music and jam with everyone, right? So my parents were musicians. My mother was in a band. And you know, like they have a huge fan. Like from my father's side was also a musician, and they had a huge family of 16 kids. You know, and most of them were in bands. And so, you know, I kind of grew up with that music all around me. So that's pretty much how I came to starting to get into it. Yeah.
And what, do you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I've got an older brother, yeah, who did play too. Yeah.
Does he still continue to play?
He's like the brain of the family. Like I got the other part. he's a civil engineer.
He got a job.
He got a job. That exactly. So he got the brains, but he still plays a little bit for himself, you know.
So, what age were you when you started playing publicly? You know,
I started when I was 14, 15. I started playing guitar when I was 14, and after 2 weeks of starting to play guitar, I decided I was going to play it on stage, you know, so that I pretty much started pretty early. And when I was 16 and 17, I started doing bars, you know, really playing some cover sets and whatever for like 4 or 5 hours. And I had to have my mom with me, obviously, to supervise, yeah, because I was underage. So I felt really badass going to school and being like, oh yeah, my job's like going to play music in bars. But you know, I had my mom there, you know, so it wasn't as badass finally.
And so your style of music, did you start out like that? Well, that kind of really, I don't know, it's sort of almost in-your-face folk music, you know what I mean?
Well, I always liked I'm really from that classic rock background, especially, and, you know, had some crazy phases where I really liked metal, actually. Uh-huh. And, like, those kind of, like, big rock figures that had, like, huge charisma, and, you know, like, they were rocking it, you know? So I really liked that whole kind of vibe. So they were, like, my main influences were, like, you know, those big charismatic, you know, dudes, especially guys. So, you know, I always wanted to play music and not necessarily play music as a girl, but always wrote kind of like if I was a guy, but that sounds odd, but you know, yeah, I think
yeah,
you,
I know.
You get me. So I always kind of wanted to, you know,
be strong,
rock it,
be seen as strong anyway.
I guess so, yeah. So that always followed me, and then just kind of it's natural for me now, you know.
So did I see you described as a Canadian Janis Joplin? Do you know the music of Janis Joplin?
I do, but you know, like I really don't know enough of her repertoire, because you know, it's just like I get like all of the classics I kind of discover like slowly and surely, you know. And Janis, I listen to her music, but haven't gone into really the universe of Janis and really understand, like, because
right.
I like it, but I really want to love it. So it's kind of like slowly but surely for me. But I really like I have enormous respect, and she's amazing, you know, on a stage. So it's but I'm getting there, definitely. Yeah.
So do you speak French at home?
Yes, I do. Yeah, my first language is French. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you're also, but you're truly bilingual, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm from, New Brunswick is actually the province in Canada that's officially bilingual, right? And so I've pretty much lived with the two languages all my life, you know, but mainly in French. But we speak a dialect over there in French, which is called the Chiac, which is basically a mixture of French and English mixed together in some old French. So it's people in France don't have a clue what we're saying.
Oh, I know. They completely turn up their noses.
Yeah, we got our own thing.
You sing, what are you singing, French or English?
I sing in French.
You know, I didn't even realize that just now that you're telling me.
Yeah.
And yet, yeah, you do. You sing in French. Have you ever sung in English?
I started writing in English because, like a lot of people, kind of go, like, because my main influences were in English, so obviously kind of, like, wanted to be. So I tried it out and figured out that I wasn't really good at it when I was, like, 14, so I figured I was going to try it in French and realize that I was a lot of, it was my stronger points coming from French language, and wanted to explore it too, but just wrote this new song which is actually in English, and it's the first time it's like 6 years that I've written anything in English, so it's pretty exciting for me. But you know, I still speak and write in French mostly.
So what's the new song about?
It's actually about two gypsies meeting, so you know, like how a gypsy's heart can't settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Putting two together, you're pretty screwed, right? So that's what's it about.
Isn't that
about.
Interesting that you write about gypsies? Because are there any gypsies in Canada?
Well, people travel a lot, you know, like they're obvious. Well, I figure like gypsies, I see it a lot more as like the musicians that are always on the road,
right,
and you know, and
yeah,
I've always had that image in my head, you know, because I'm also a huge fan of Stevie Nicks, so obviously I'm gonna write about gypsies, right? And because I'm a musician myself and always touring on the road, and basically my office is basically my suitcase, right, and a banjo and guitar, so that kind of like seeing with the musicians that are always touring, always, all the time.
Sure,
it's kind of what inspires me for that, yeah.
Yeah, they really are the modern day gypsies, aren't they?
I guess so. I guess we are.
Do you enjoy that life?
I do. I love touring. I really love playing music. I love being on stage, and I'm not much of a studio nut. Ooh. I'm really a stage nut. And it's basically like
like a live audience.
Yeah, I do. I love that energy, and I love like getting the vibe out of the crowd, and love kind of like interacting with people, you know. What, you know, it's always kind of like this dana that we would say, like this they give, I give, it is, and it just kind of
electric,
like, so that feeling, that's what drives me, and I just love like meeting new people with all of that touring lifestyle, so I really love it. Yeah.
Now you've been very busy here at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Haven't you? It's wonderful.
It is wonderful. I'm really happy that we've been as busy. Yeah.
So what, have you been discovered down here? I mean, are you suddenly getting a whole new audience?
It's really cool actually, because we've been playing mostly at the Swan Dive at for a Planet Quebec venues, and it's really crazy because we've had like we have the usual Quebec crowds that we see all the time, and we all know each other, you know, the musicians and everything, so there's all that gang that we know. But I was really surprised to see the place being packed, and because I always ask like if there's francophones and anglophones, because we you never know, do I speak in English, do I speak in French, is all of the audience in French right now and I'm speaking in English, or vice versa? So and I'm always surprised to see that there are a lot of anglophones and a lot of people from here just kind of seeing to discover it and have no clue what I'm saying, and that's fine, and I love it. Yeah, there's so much like world music that we love that we have absolutely no clue what they're talking about. I could be talking about potatoes and no one would know, you
right.
know, or
right.
whatever. But and I don't know, it's just that I find like I like going to see shows, you know, and when the lead singer or someone from the band is extremely charismatic, and you don't see that a lot, no matter what language they're singing in, when someone is so charismatic and delivers all of the music, and musically speaking it's going on, and like phonetically too, like you can kind of figure out like some stuff you can like to hear too. So I'm always kind of like searching for that, either in French, English, whatever, you know. So for me, that's pretty much it. The music can be universal.
You mentioned world music. Are there any particular world music artists that you like?
That's something that's really missing to my culture. I really want to listen to some more, just kind of like get into it. But at South By, which is great because there's so many different venues, and so we kind of just like, oh, this is good, let's go at that bar, and oh, okay, these guys are from Argentina, that's
yeah,
awesome, that's
yeah.
some great stuff,
yeah.
And you know, you kind of like, but it's not something that I can say like, oh, I love that band from that particular scene, because I haven't really been living there, haven't been really, you know, curious enough, you know. But it's something that I really like to get into a little more.
What'll you do when you get back to Canada? Have your shows lined up?
Yeah, we've got a show back in, we've got some few, we tour mostly in Quebec, but then we're releasing in the album actually in France next week, actually. Thank God I'm 22, that's the whole thing. And we're releasing the album over there, doing some few shows in Europe and then coming back and playing again in Quebec, but then I'm off for a little while, so we're going to road trip and have some fun and enjoy some holidays. Yeah.
Was this your first South by Southwest?
It was my first South by Southwest. Yeah.
So how's this compared to like other festivals?
Yeah, and it's just insane. Like I've never lived anything that's as insane as South by Southwest. Seriously, like we've been to other festivals, obviously, but there's this sort of vibe. I don't know if it's the South or the warm weather where people go crazy, or I don't know, but
no, it's just
insane. Yeah, it's a blast so far. It's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.